B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. I'm man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to
rock. Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 is Matic, NBC Sports Philly. Welcome to both of our audiences out there as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Yeah, the hottest sports talk radio topic right now would not be the Eagles winning game one. Because there's not much to say after a win. We can laud the Eagles. We did yesterday a little bit. You laud them for how they're playing. You laud Carson Wentz. You laud the offensive line. The defensive line had some problems. The secondary had some problems. All these are elemental facts that we talk about, but there's no big story to it. The Eagles saga is an unfolding situation where we will react week to week, and we will see when they play the better teams, how they stack up, and we all think they're going to stack up just fine. This is a season where, as I said before, I feel comfortable. There is no angst. Even though the defensive line didn't play that well, even though the secondary player didn't take me up to the angst level. Because you know this team is good. All right? Now, with that, there's not a lot of attachment topics to talk about. So, as I'm listening to the radio yesterday, and I'm listening to it more today, the more talkable topic is, of course, the Mike Scott situation. Now, people destroyed me yesterday on Twitter and email saying that I didn't come down hard enough on the fans. So today, my mission is to come hard on the fans and to ferret out the rottenness that caused that situation. People say, well, I said yesterday, listen, I'm not Jesus. I can't do anything about it. But I'm going to try my damnedest because I've gotten a lot of information from eyewitness people that were there. We have an audio tape of it. I have identified, I think, the man who actually got into the altercation with Mike Scott. And this is a crew that call themselves the F-Lot crew. Now, the F-Lot is right near the gate of the parking lot. And a lot of people saw what the F-Lot crew was about. They're the ones that had the coffin. And they had the tent behind the coffin. So let me just, I'll read the information that I have on some of these fellows. And I am calling out two particular gentlemen today. I hope for their sake they accept the challenge. Because I'm not going to berate you. I'm going to try to find out what makes you tick. What it is in your soul that's disturbing you so much that you have to act like this. I'm trying to do good here. I'm not trying to punish anybody. I really would like to. I'm always curious as to people who act out like this. There's something inside that's really not settled within them. There's some kind of insecurity that makes them act out like this. So we're going to try to get to it. Might be like a little psychological show today. But let me read here. First of all, I'll give you a little background on the F-Lot crew. The F-Lot crew, according to one of our eyewitnesses who knows these people and admits to being friends with some of them, the F-Lot crew are good guys and good people, he says. Do they get a bit rowdy? Yes. Do they get drunk sometimes? Yes. Does this excuse what happened with the fight with Mike Scott? No. In Mike Scott's case, he wore the opposing team's jersey. Fine. Mike got razzed for it. So be it. If I am Mike, I point, laugh, and say, okay, well, we'll see what happens, and walk away. Pure and simple, be the better person and the professional you are, and just walk away, which was my stand yesterday. There's no reason to go into a hornet's nest when you don't know that the hornets are not going to sting you. Now, as far as how much they had to drink, let me tell you this. They start at 3 a.m. on the dot. And if you are not there and you are late, they don't allow you to be part of the group. I am good friends with a lot of that crew. Some of them I'm related to. All right, so there's a backdrop. They start drinking at 3 a.m. Now, the next email I received is an eyewitness to the actual shenanigans that were going on at the coffin. Now, the coffin is to simulate a burial of the opponent that they're playing. But these guys take it even further than that. Apparently, anyone who wears any kind of a jersey that's not the Eagles gets harassed by somebody they call the microphone guy.
What?
Yes. The microphone guy. The loud microphone guy. And we do have some audio, Tyrone. You want to play? This is the loud microphone guy in action.
Now, this is edited. But he sees mm-hmm. different jerseys, and this is what this guy does.
Yes.
We have some audio.
Yes.
Morning show had it as well.
Okay.
The 49ers! Get the out of here, dude! And you think you were gonna skate by? There's 49ers, dude! Get the out of here! And Marcus Mariota gets sucked by he's a f***ing fraud! Marcus Mariota and 49ers fan! Mama me in Espanol, that means suck my
All right. That guy is obviously disturbed. Now, I know what he's trying. He's trying to act out to represent his Eagle fandom by mocking other people, and he's carrying it to an extreme. And he is bullied by the enablers. You heard the little snickers in the back, his crew egging him on to do the thing. Now, again, this is what I'm trying to get to, because that's the thing that I can't stop. If you're going to be an enabler and you think that's cool, you're a jackass. But there are a lot of jackasses out there, and this is what I'm trying to get today, to get them to think that they're jackasses. There's a method to what I'm doing here, Natalie.
I'm horrified.
All right, you're horrified, right? Because when you hear it, when you're sober, hopefully these guys that enabled this microphone guy are sober, and they're listening to this show, and they're going, you know what? That's nowhere. No, we probably should be bigger than that. We're much more mature than that, than be jackasses and egg this microphone dude on who's acting out as the leader of the douches.
It's one thing right? if they want to get on the microphone and right. boo the people as they walk
exactly.
by. That's what
yeah.
what is that
so,
serving
so
you?
Here's what they do. The Tailgate group sets up a casket. They put a Washington jersey over it, and they would perform a funeral skit for the Redskins every half hour. This would draw a small crowd, and a lot of people thought it was creative. One of the tailgaters would act as the MC with the very loud microphone, and another would be dressed as a priest praying over the casket. Now, the microphone guy starts attacking everybody. Washington Redskins jersey, Tennessee Titans jersey, 49ers jersey, and yelling obscene stuff in front of people, which is not cool. And the enablers that are watching this guy have a duty to say, oh, dude, kind of slow down a little bit. Really, there's people coming by, there's kids, I mean, people with families. Let's tone it down a little bit. But this is what I'm talking about. These are issues deep inside this person. So I'm going to try to attack the root of it and try to find out who this dude is. If you are the microphone guy, I would love for you to call anonymously. You can make up a name. I just want to know who you are and get into why you think that it's appropriate to be vulgar like that. There's a difference between being funny and sarcastic and being vulgar. And they're two different things. A skit with a casket and a funeral. All right. You're play acting. I get it. Attacking other people and creating some kind of a venomous situation makes you a man with serious insecurity issues. So, hopefully we can talk it out. You'll have a different perspective after you call in. If you're a friend of this guy, please, I would love for you to call in as well and tell me why you enabled the guy and also urge the guy to call in. Again, I'm not going to attack you. I'm just going to dig into the psyche of why you decide to do things like this. And what's the payoff for you to do it? Now, the Mike Scott thing, you're walking by, you see a microphone guy, and he's cursing, and he's ranting and raving, and he's threatening to kill people with other jerseys. You say to yourself, as Mike Scott, this is a dude who has issues, and you walk away. And that's what I tried to say yesterday. There is no payoff to getting involved with a guy with these kind of issues. So I'm now on both sides here. I'm trying to attack the issue because a lot of people are going to kid. You're not hard enough on the Eagle fans. Listen, this guy is disturbed. This microphone dude is disturbed. That's not normal behavior. So you attack the behavior. How did he get this way? I don't know. Maybe he has a story. Maybe he's frustrated in life. Maybe he doesn't have a job. Maybe his parents kicked him out of the house. Maybe his wife left him. Whatever it is, there's something inside this guy that I think we need to ferret out. And in doing that, maybe other people who have engaged in this kind of behavior would take a look at themselves and say, you know what? That's not cool. Now, the guy who got into the fight with Mike Scott has been identified to me via a picture. His name is Zach. Now, Zach, I don't want to put your last name up there. I want you to call me, too, and tell me why you would decide to engage in a fist fight with Mike Scott. Now, the kid is a, oh, God. He's a younger-looking dude with wispy blonde hair and a receding hairline, and he's wearing a green T-shirt that says "Drinking at the Link."
What?
Yes, "Drinking at the Link." His name is Zach. I have his last name. He's from Delaware. Zach, I need to hear from you today.
I knew he wasn't from Philly.
This will solve a lot of things. I think what you're doing today is pretty noble, Mike. I didn't know you were going to go this way. Mm-hmm. I think this is pretty noble. This is a way for us to avoid these situations in the future, hopefully.
Yes, because after I heard the audio and after the eyewitness account on what this guy was doing, microphone guy, and hearing his enablers egg him on with laughter, that's when you go, okay, we're human beings. Enough of this nonsense. What are we, with 14? So I want to get to the root of the problem. Hopefully you have enough courage to face the music. Again, face it anonymously, except for Zach. Now, Zach, you're anonymous because I'm going to put your last name out there, but I know it. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. You can climb in. We'll talk Eagles. And it was a result last night. A recording of Taps is appropriate. Tyrone, last night was the final death knell when Aaron Nola came up huge as the ace of the Phillies. Last night, they're down 4-0 before they could sit down. Yep. 3.5 out now, and the Braves just lifted their leg on them last night. That was the end of days for your Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh.
So, there you go. It's been a hell of a season.
Taps is just so sad in general.
So we can talk Eagles, we can talk Phillies, we can talk about the tailgating situation and the Lot F dudes. Right here on the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, 2 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli Show. It should be interesting. I hope I can make some inroads. I hope some of these dudes will call me up. because I'm going to have a logical conversation with him. 2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Lion Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Twitter poll. Paulie Moyer and Sons brings us that. Attention all landscapers. How about if you repower that mower you have? The walk behind or a zero turn. Moyer has the best deals around. For an engine replacement in stock, a lot cheaper than buying a new piece of equipment. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie Aganoff is with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, do fans have a responsibility to temper other fans when they go too far? 78% say yes, 22% say no.
22% say no?
Yeah.
All right, so when you heard those guys egging that dude on, what did you think?
Me? Yeah. This is the thing. I'm a nonviolent person. I'm not a tough guy. Mm-hmm. If I'm walking around before a game and a guy on a microphone yells from him to do that to his anatomy, my instinct is to fight the guy.
Yes.
Straight up. You can't yell that. It's one thing if you boo me, tell me, say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You say that to me on microphone in front of people, my instinct is that microphone's going to go to a place where the sun doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm. You're getting that because you're wearing another team's jersey.
Come on.
I am.
Come
on. Listen, I'm just saying, he's not going to say that to some average guy walking by.
Right.
And it's the jersey that precipitates the behavior.
Right. And the other issue I have is how, like you said, there's a whole crew of guys. Every one of these guys thinks that that's okay. I would just imagine myself in situations now if I was out with you or out with Natalie and a person said something out of line to you or said something out of line to Natalie, I would tell that person that was a friend, hey, that's my friend. Hey, that's my coworker, et cetera, whatever it is. You can't talk like that. How come everybody out there is co-signing and that's ridiculous behavior?
Because these guys have issues and it's clouded by the fact that they're all drunk and been drinking since 3 a.m. Now, this is what you got to factor in. This is why when I talked about Mike Scott yesterday, how many times have you been walking down the street and you see a guy who's a little mentally unstable ranting about something? Talking to himself, yelling in the air, whether it's on the street or on a park. Now, what do? Do you engage that guy?
No.
You don't engage the guy.
Right.
You go, the dude's got some serious issues, and you hope that some mental health professional is going to walk by and handle it. But you don't go near it because you know the guy's got issues. Now, in a situation like this, Mike Scott should know dude has issues. What do I have to gain? I'm a professional athlete in this town. What do I have to gain by fighting a guy because he said that? Like I said, I'm not letting Mike Scott off the hook either. When you confront a guy that has issues, you don't confront him. You just don't. There's nothing to gain.
I do think that perhaps there is some mentality that everybody is normal in a way, who's out there hanging out, the intent is just to have a good time.
That's step one.
Right. But
they're assuming that they're normal.
But the other part is
he might have been invited to that tailgate because he was invited to numerous tailgates. And I would imagine those FLOT guys probably on social media invited him to the tailgate.
I don't have that information. So if I don't have that information, I can't include that in the narrative.
Most of the ones he went to, he was invited to.
Okay, well, I don't have the information on FLOT that he was invited to FLOT. It is possible that he got triggered by this guy saying what he said.
It's possible.
Now, again, the people, when I'm in a public place, I could be at a game, and I hear vulgarity, it makes me cringe.
Same.
It makes me cringe.
Especially at that level?
And I have engaged in trying to shut it down.
Right.
To the point where I got in physical confrontation with a kid in the stands.
Right.
Right. But, see, these guys that are yucking it up around him fuel him.
Yeah, they fuel
him
up.
So they're just as culpable.
Well,
because they're fueling him. He's getting affirmation from his buddies who are, here's the only thing his buddies are thinking of. They can tell this story at the bar tomorrow. Oh, man, crazy Eric was like, oh, and it's a badge of honor. It becomes a badge of honor to these dudes. That's why I want to get to them.
But that's what does it benefit the team, the Philadelphia Eagles as a team, or the fan base to be standing in a parking lot screaming something that's so profane and so vulgar. Is that just like a personal thing for them?
Drinking since 3 a.m.
I know, but what do they think that that's going to do for Carson Wentz?
They're not thinking. And they start drinking at 3 a.m. Are they thinking? Logical thought?
So at that point.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying if it goes that way. If it goes so far south that way that now you're just yelling profanities like a weirdo.
To drink yourself into oblivion.
Before then.
And act out like that tells me that you have some serious unhappy issues inside.
For sure.
And that's how it's manifesting. So I'm going to try to play Dr. Phil.
Dr. Mike.
Aaron in Germantown starts things off. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Aaron?
Good. I want to say what's up to Natalie and Tyrone, too. I haven't called in a while. I had the chance to meet Tyrone before the Eagles practice at Xfinity. I felt like I saved them from a handshake that was entirely too long. But, yeah, it was one of those.
Guy kept holding on?
Yeah, he was not letting go.
Yeah, that's awkward, man. The overly long handshake is awkward.
I walked up and he ripped his hand apart and gave me a hug and I was like, yeah, I understand what's going on.
Yeah, because you're looking for an opening. You're looking for a grip to loosen a little so you can pull out, and it never does.
All right, but no, I really called because I wanted to argue with you, Mike, and I feel like I agree with you a lot of times. I mean, you talked me down when I was saying that we should try to get AJ McCarron, but I agree with you a lot. But when you talk about like, Mike Scott should have known better than to wear that jersey and he should have known like going to that place. Like in my mind, I think the same thing. Like if Natalie wants to go to a frat party and Natalie wants to wear something that shows a little skin and some stupid frat boy says something or tries to touch her or something, you can't say, well, Natalie should have known she shouldn't have worn that at the frat party. Those frat guys.
Completely different. Not even the same.
It is.
It's a year because you're talking about female sexual harassment here. This is just a male guy. Who? Let me ask you this. In a situation like that, who's the more stable person? Is it Mike Scott or is it that idiot with the microphone?
Mike Scott is the more stable person.
All right, well, as the more stable person who plays a sport in this town, you don't go near it.
Mike, you're saying like, oh, he shouldn't have worn a jersey to the game. And Mike Scott is
He should not have worn the jersey. He plays for another team in this city.
Yes, he does. But he still has, like, I tell you, my son plays for, he's 12 years old. He plays for Oxford Circle, the Raiders. And my fiance was like, yeah, you know, he wants to get a Raiders water bottle to take to school. I said, absolutely not. But I'll tell you, like, my son blows up and goes to NFL and plays for whatever team. I don't care.
Your son's 12 years old, dude. He's not playing for a professional team in this city. You're part of the sports fabric when you play for a professional team in this city. It's just abhorrent for you to, even if you're a Redskin fan, there's no reason to wear it. You're entrenched now in the Philly sports scene. I said anybody who's a Redskin fan can wear a Redskin jersey as long as they know they could get face this kind of lunacy. Not Mike Scott. I'm sorry, Mike. There's no reason for you as a member of the Sixers team to wear a Redskins jersey. You now have a special status. You are in a club of professional athletes in Philadelphia, and you got to realize that. And it's not going to hurt you that much not to wear the jersey. Knock yourself out. Root for the Redskins. What do I care? Let's go to Tyree in Northeast Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyree.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Tyree?
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I actually called for two reasons. One, I was listening to what you said about the email and everything. The first line quoted me and said, first off, these guys are good people. And then they turn and say, they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start drinking. You're a scumbag. You're an alcoholic if you're getting up for a 1 o'clock game at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's one.
Yep.
Two, at the end of the day, I get what you're saying. You shouldn't wear the jersey because he's entrenched in, you know, in our Philadelphia culture and the sports culture. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I've been at games where I've had to stop an altercation, and don't get me wrong, I'm no tough guy, none of that, but if you want to fight over something stupid, we can fight over it. Like, I was at the game when, Foles took the blindside hit and the fight by Chris Baker, and a big fight broke out, on the field and also on my section. I was on like the mezzanine level. So there's an older gentleman and his family. There's about 12 of them together, but he was a Redskins fan. And, you know, we were jawing back and forth, but it was all in good fun. This guy stands up behind me and starts saying, and the fight breaks out in our section. And then the guy says, yeah, you're next. I'll knock you out right in front of your wife. And he's with his wife, and his one son might have been 9. His daughter was 12. And I turned around and I go, yo, listen, we're both Eagles fans. I understand that you're mad and all that. I was like, if you touch that dude, I'm going to knock your whole front row out. And if you
look, good for you,
like,
man.
You're an Eagles fan. I said, I don't care. I'm a dad first. Like, if I'm with my two daughters,
good for you.
Somebody says something to me, I'm going to lose my
mind. That's exactly what you should have done, Tyree. And it's at your peril that you do that, but you stood up and you had some courage.
And listen, guess what? Everybody walked out in that section. And then I was walking through the parking lot 3 years, maybe it was 2016. It was New Year's Day when we played the Cowboys. And it might have been 15 guys, and this guy's with his family. And they're surrounding his car, like yelling at him. And this dude was big. Like this dude looked like he could have played in the NFL, but it was so many of them. His wife's crying. And I looked at them and I walked over there and I said, yo, you really think that's cool? You get cool points for messing with a guy with his family? I was like, why don't you fight me and my friends? Because I was with like 10 people. And they're like, oh, you're Eagles fans? I said, I don't care about
that. Yeah, good for you, man. And so you know what that gets the Tyree? That may hopefully gets the guy to think about his behavior and that he doesn't do it the next time. That's what I'm trying to do today. I'm trying to get these dudes who are in that F lot where all this controversy happened and talk to them. I want to talk to them. I want to know what's up. You know, this guy, that picture of this guy, he is a complete S face. You can just, you look at his face, he's all rosy cheeked, his eyes are like, he's got the shirt on that says drinking at the link, and it also has a plastic beer cup on it, filled with beer. That's on the T-shirt.
So drinking is like these guys' identity.
Right.
That and being a jerk Eagles fan. I would always wonder about if you start drinking at 3 a.m., let's say, even if you're not belligerent, let's just say you do that on its own and you don't curse out anybody. And how do you remember the game? Because at that point,
I don't even know if they go into the game at that point.
You drink for nine hours?
They just may stay in the tailgate area and just... Listen, I don't understand the mentality, right? But, you know, these guys wear this like a badge. Oh, man, dude, I'm so messed up, man. Bugles game. I threw down Mike Scott. This is what I'm trying to get to. Why is that cool? Might be cool now that you're some twerp who's like 24 years old or whatever the hell you are. And then when you get to be an adult, you go, oh, man. Believe me, when I tell you, you're going to regret it. If you don't, you're destined for trouble. You're probably in prison in 15 years. Anyway, let's go to Spanky on the cell. Spanky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spanky.
Mike, you know what, too? The problem is with these young people, man, and even with Mike Scott. Mike Scott, you're right. Mike Scott should have walked away from that. You got to learn how to resolve conflict, man. You just don't do it. I'm a manager at a retail spot, right? And I tell my young people all the time, sometimes you just got to, you gotta walk away, man. You just have to just walk away.
Here's the other factor, Spanky. He also has to realize he's a public figure, which is a different focus than a regular dude who would want to engage in that because some guy got vulgar with him.
Yeah, I was just talking to my brother about that right before you came on. And I said, yo, I can't believe this dude even got involved in that. And you're right, Mike. Honestly speaking, he can wear what he want to wear. But once you became a member of the Philadelphia family, you can't do that. He should have never wore that down there like that. I mean, I understand he may have been a fan for a long time. But then you got a camaraderie with everybody, with every other team in this city. So
see the people that are against this, Spanky, here's what I noticed the link is. They're the people that want to wear other jerseys. So they're defending Mike Scott. But Mike Scott's different than you. Mike Scott has two different statuses. One is a public figure. Two is he's entrenched as a Philadelphia professional athlete. That's different than you.
Exactly. And, Mike, I got a nickname for DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's new nickname is The Difference.
I like it.
Cause he is the man right now. Right now.
I like it. The difference.
Yeah, he is the whole reason why we should be able to take the top off for everything this whole year. The difference, Mike. Remember I said it.
All right, man. You got it, Spank. Right. Good talking to you. Let's go, Joe and Broomall. Joe is part of the F1 lot group. Joe?
Mike, how you doing?
Good. I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling. You had the courage to call. Now talk to me.
All right, well, first of all, I'd just like to say that I resent what Tyree said 2 phone calls ago. I'm not an alcoholic. I work hard all weekend. if I want to rip five fireballs.
Yeah, first of all, it's Tyrone. It's disrespectful. It's Tyrone.
My bad.
Not Tyree, but go ahead.
Okay, so I wasn't a lot. I didn't get physical with Mr. Scott, but I was certainly yelling at him. I'll admit I was intoxicated. You know, I think I yelled something about how Sean Taylor was in the casket. He didn't take too kindly to that. I heard the word cracker was being thrown around a little bit. And then Mike Scott put
First of all, I don't know if this is real or not, all right? But let's just suppose it is real, Joe. And you were a member of this troop. Why did you think that the Sean Taylor thing was appropriate?
Because he was a Redskin?
What is appropriate about bringing up somebody who was murdered?
Well, if he's an Eagle, I wouldn't have done it.
No, you're avoiding the question. What is in your head that make you think that's appropriate?
I just gave you my rationalization. If he was an Eagle...
You're missing the point, Joe. This is a guy that was murdered. What is amusing about what you did there? Oh, he hung up. All right. Well, listen, if you don't face the questions, because I'm asking you legitimate questions. This is what I'm getting you to think about. Because you came on thinking that was no big deal, that you would make fun of a murdered guy just because he had played for the Redskins. That's step A. Before you even get to the rest of your narrative, I want to know how you tick.
He was shot and killed in his own home.
Exactly. The guy was murdered. What is appropriate about you bringing that up and having a yuck about it? That's step one to curbing your behavior.
And then defending it days later.
Let's go to Leslie in Jersey. Leslie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Leslie.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Leslie?
Listen, I listen to your show all the time. It's first time calling in.
Thank you.
I listen. I'm a season ticket holder, and I usually resent people that say that, like they're trying to hold a badge there. But I've been a season ticket holder for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I sold my tickets this week because I can't take the way people treat each other. And I knew it was going to be crazy there. I could see them on TV. They were lining up at... You know, the night before to get in there, we also have, I can't even talk because I'm so upset about this. But in any case, people are so mean. We have reserved parking. You try to pull in there, there's people in four spots tailgating. They have one car, but they have their stuff spread out. And if you say anything, and I'm an Eagle fan, I love my Eagles. But I said to my husband, I'm selling the tickets. I don't want to go because this is going to be a fiasco. And sure enough, it is. And these people think they're entitled to act that way because they're Eagle fans. Well, they're embarrassing our whole fan base. And the Eagles should do something about it.
You know, didn't they used to patrol for public drinking? Like back in the day, didn't they used to patrol
they
that?
Did.
And they got off of those regulations, and then they just had selective lots where you can tailgate, and that was supposed to be the solution to it. But I remember them patrolling a lot to stop the open container drinking in the parking lot.
Right, and now there's people that just buy and just come, don't go to the game, like you said, and just stay out there and drink the entire time. And it's alcohol-fueled.
It absolutely is. And listen, on one side, it's a nice, cool thing to hang out with people and tailgate and have food and maybe have a couple beers. And then the other extreme is, you like those F-Lock guys. I don't know what the solution is, but maybe the Eagles have to come back, start policing. But, it would take a tremendous amount of people to police that lot.
Well, here's the thing. That's a different... company, they're separate from the Eagle that handles the parking. So really, the Eagles have no control over it.
Well, listen, I'm sure they can exert
control.
They can
control. Do something if they really want to.
They can exert control over the people that have the contract. So.
Yes, but I just wanted to say one last thing is it causes dissension between me and my husband because I can't stand to see someone treated meanly. When an Eagle fan will spit on a kid who's wearing a Redskins jersey, or another team's jersey, such as the Vikings.
Yeah.
That's sad.
No, I get it. And again, the personal responsibility The person who's doing that has terrible issues. The people who enable it have just as many issues because they don't have any courage. They don't have any courage to stop it. And they enable it by not stopping it. And I wish in a perfect world, we had people that would stand up and say, oh, dude, I mean, that's over the line. Come on. Well, let's have some fun, but that's over the line. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah, I got an email from a guy who said, well, how come you didn't walk away? You talked about the guy who was cursing in the game. Well, you got to know the circumstances. I was sitting at a Penn State game in the stands. I wasn't mobile. I was sitting there watching the game. This drunken frat boy comes into the row, not his seat, but he's wandering all around because he's smashed. And he's next to me, and he starts F-bombing every other word, yelling at the other team. I don't know who they're playing, Iowa maybe. And he's yelling at the Iowa fans that are... So there's a grandfather with his young grandchild right in front of the kid. So I'm repulsed by the bad language that's coming out. And I feel bad for the grandpa who obviously wants to say something but is afraid to. And the grandson who's like cowering. So I turn to the kid. I go, dude, you know, come on, man. There's a little kid here. Watch your language a little bit. And then the kid turned on me. And I go, all right, man, listen, I'm just saying, there's a kid here. Please watch your language. Ignored it completely. F-bomb this, F-bomb that. So I turned to him and I said, listen, dude, I'm 100 years old, but I will kick your ass right here in the stands and embarrass you. And so he goes, and I just grabbed him by the throat. And I threw him down, and people were pulling me off the guy, and it stopped.
It usually does.
It stopped. Now, the kid was too proud to just shirk away, so he stayed there. And he turns to me, and he goes, after the game, dude. I go, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying to the end. So then, like, in the fourth quarter, he slunk out of there and got out.
That's always the person who doesn't want to fight.
Right.
The after school, yeah.
But see, I couldn't walk away. I'm not in a position. Mike Scott could have walked away. The guy's doing that. He's got issues. Walk away. I was there watching the game. Different circumstance.
Yeah, if Mike Scott was in the stands, you would have a different take on this if a guy was going at Mike Scott while he's sitting in the stands.
Exactly. All right, Steve in Philly. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I never called before. Mm-hmm. I called originally to talk about Doug Peterson's play calling, but the Phillies fans are nuts. I remember 25-plus years ago, I was in sales. I took a client to the game in the vet against Miami with his 10-year-old son, and people in the vet were actually berating him. I go, yo, the dude's 10 years old, man. Mm. And back then, I could throw him down, but no one wanted to throw him down. But anyway, Doug Peterson... Mm-hmm. As a 4th-and-1, first of all, I would have kicked the ball because you're down by so many points. Why would you pitch the ball back to your smallest back when we have Howard at 1 yard?
It was a bad call.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. It wasn't the best call.
All right, I'm sorry. I missed yesterday.
No, that's all right. I mean, listen, he's going to make some bad calls every now and then.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to get that off my chest because... my wife was never an Eagles fan. Now she's an Eagle fan. Now, like, she's a homer, and every holding call, she wants to jump all over the TV. I'm like, yeah, he's holding. You know what I mean? And when we first got married, she would actually run the freaking vacuum cleaner in front of the TV. I said, you know what? I could kill you right now. No judge in Philadelphia will hold me accountable for this.
Yeah. But there were two really stupid plays in there. We didn't really talk about them yesterday. But Barnett. Lining up offside on a spike.
I know.
Like that, like I question guys like what are you thinking about? And then JJ, Arthago Whiteside, a member of Club Tyrone, got caught with the hold on, yeah. on Sean Norman, who, I mean, Josh Norman, who acted it out, obviously.
Yeah, he did.
Still, it was a bad, play on Arthaga's.
Well, it's insane because I played sports in high school and college, and I coached in high school, and I'm like, and I try to point stuff out to my wife, like, "Glo, you wouldn't do this in high school."
Yeah.
And I don't know, the exuberance, when you're getting paid a lot of money, you want to stay on the team, you do stupid stuff. But anyway, hey, Mike, I appreciate it. And
all right.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
They should put Natalie's face up there when you're speaking.
Gee, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that, Steve.
All right, man.
Yeah, you're the best.
I enjoy your job.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
What?
I guess he didn't like my face being on TV. He'd rather have your face on my face.
I mean, I don't know.
Superimposed. With moving clutch cargo.
That would be disturbing.
A little weird. That'd be a little weird.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird. So, yeah, so immediately, I let you know that Club Tyrone was at fault on that play.
Yeah.
And you text back, bad call.
It was a bad call. It was a bad call. That's a touchdown for Sanders.
Club Tyrone in the house. Bad call comes back.
It was a bad call. Yeah. I looked at my phone and said, I knew it was you too.
Stallworth in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stallworth.
Yo, Eminem, what's going on?
What's going on, Stall? How you been?
I've been good, man. You're probably going to hear a lot of noise in the background because I'm picking up my little man from school right now.
Oh, cool.
So sorry for all the noise.
It's all right.
Yo, it's great. Come on, boys. You got to roll. Sorry, everybody. You know, I got to do what I got to do.
I hear you.
All right. I'm back and forth on this issue. And what I mean is, on one hand, I understand exactly what you're saying, that Mike Scott is a member of the Sixers, member of the sports community in Philly. So he shouldn't wear the jersey. Mm-hmm. But the other side of me is saying, wait a minute. We don't have no problem with Mike Trout wearing Eagle stuff.
It's not the same. Mike Trout is an Eagle fan who comes here from L.A. to watch the game. It's not even the same analogy.
Yeah, but what if he's rocking that stuff out in Cali?
Well, in Cali, they don't care. They don't care.
I know they don't. I know they don't. I agree with you.
Saying. You got to measure what the fan bases are. They don't care in L.A. if he would do something like that.
Well, we care too. I don't even count those cats as fans. I mean, to be honest with you, I think those cats are just clowns.
That's why I'm trying to get to them today. I want these kids to have the courage to call me and reveal their soul.
They're not going to have the courage, Eminem, because here's the real deal. It's not even the alcohol that's the excuse. That's an excuse. What the alcohol does is it amplifies what you already are.
I'm trying to bring out more of a jerk. I'm trying to get to the ugly, rotten tomato that's inside
him. Get him, get at him. All right.
I am trying to get at him. All I need for them to do is call. I need microphone man to call. I need the dude who threw a punch at Mike Scott. I got your picture right here. Your name's Zach. Come on, Holmes. Call up. I want to get deep inside you. At the end of the conversation, I guarantee you, the conversation will help you. It will help you because it will get you to review some things. If you're going to be in denial about it, you're never going to reform. I'm giving you a chance. 610-632-0975 back after this.